There is a prayer in the church's liturgy whereby we are informed that the greatest manifestation of the power of God is not through any show of his force, but in the bestowal of his mercy precisely when he forgives sin. Now, in the Old Testament, we see many prefigurements, many what we might call partial bestowals of God's mercy, and a looking forward to the fullness of time whereby God would bestow in full his mercy, the forgiveness of sin, or to put it in another way, where his omnipotence would be fully put on display. And we heard one of those descriptions from the book of the prophet Micah. What God can compare with you, taking fault away, pardoning crime, not cherishing anger forever, but delighting in showing mercy. Yes, God delights in showing mercy. When we seek out the mercy of God, he delights in it. God delights in our coming to him in order that he may bestow his mercy. Now, mercy is never far removed from justice. Indeed, mercy, we may say, is the flip side of the coin whereon on the other side we find justice. Mercy is an aspect of justice. Thus, when we see descriptions of the mercy of God in the Old Testament, these descriptions are never far removed from justice. What justice? That we have been unjust in the sight of God. We have sinned before God. And that his mercy comes with a proper acknowledgement that we are unjust and he is just. That is the condition whereby he bestows his mercy. Now, if we go back to the beginning of the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, we already see the first glimpse that God fully intends to pour forth his mercy on mankind. When our first parents sinned, what happened? God reminded them of their injustice, and he punished them, did he not? Punished them rather severely. But what else did he do? Along with the punishment, he gave a promise, a prophecy. The prophecy of a woman who, together with her offspring, would crush the head of that ancient serpent who tempted our first parents. So already at the dawn of salvation history, God gave the promise of his mercy. And what was it that the Old Testament patriarchs, the just, were to do? They were to acknowledge and have a longing for that mercy. Acknowledge that they were unjust before our Lord, that they had offended our Lord. If you look at the prayers in the Old Testament, you will almost always see the prayers of the just prefaced by a confession of sin, by an acknowledgement of injustice before the Lord. Even when the prayer was one of thanksgiving, there was always an acknowledgement of sinfulness before God, an acknowledgement of justice. For they knew that this was to call down God's mercy, that justice came not from them, but from above, from our Lord. But the fullness of mercy was to come through this woman. Prophesied, if one were to study carefully the Old Testament scriptures, prophesied at various points, the virgin shall bring forth a child, from the prophet Isaiah and many others. And so God planned in the best way to pour forth his mercy. The perfect bestowal of his mercy is done through a woman, who together with her offspring crushes the head of the serpent. Where then are we to look for the fullness of God's mercy? We are to look for that sign, that woman through whom mercy comes. Now, when God chastised his people Israel, he reminded them how they fell short before our Lord. They were to what? They were to have observed certain things in order to call down the mercy of God. The mercy of God does not come without this willingness to do what our Lord wants us to do. We confess our shortcomings, and then we do what? We strive to put back into practice what we ought to have done in the first place. When I make my act of contrition, what is it that I must do? I must resolve to confess my sins, to do penance, and to amend my life. I must strive to do what it is that our Lord wishes for me to do. I acknowledge that I've come up short. I seek out the mercy of God. Then with the grace of God, because I call upon the help of his grace, I strive to put into practice what I know that he wants me to do. When the angel Gabriel appeared before the Virgin Mary, what did she do? She said, "Yes, I will do your will." The antithesis of the response our first parents gave. She called down the mercy of God because she was willing to do unreservedly whatever it is that he wanted her to do. And what he wanted her to do was to become the mother of his son. She knew what it would cost to become the mother of his son. She did not count the cost, because to her, more precious was it to do the will of God than anything else. Now, she was prepared. She was that woman. She is that woman, the Immaculate Conception, the one perfectly fitted to give the response that God looked for and looks for from all mankind. Yes, fiat, behold, I come to do your will. And when we say yes, God shows forth his power. When the Virgin said yes, God showed forth his power, and she became mother. The Virgin became mother. No greater bestowal of mercy. See, because the mercy of God, as it were, became encapsulated in her womb. And through the womb of this Virgin Mother comes the bestowal, the fullness of the bestowal of God's mercy, the forgiveness of our sins. What then are we to do in order to obtain the fullness of God's mercy, to show in ourselves, to let God show in us the fullness of his power? Well, we have to go to the one whom God pointed out from the very beginning, the Blessed Virgin. Through her, and only through her, do we find the fullness of the forgiveness of sins for which we all must long. She is the one who teaches us to acknowledge the justice of God. She is the one in whom we find the courage to make that act of faith that acknowledges the authority of God. That is the beginning of our justification, of the forgiveness of our sins. Now, when Our Lady appears, as she appeared at Fatima, she commands us to do very simple things, doesn't she? Because the forgiveness is not like the offense. Who can count the cost of our offense before God? How much have we offended God? How grievously have we offended Him? How easy it is to find the full display of His power. The forgiveness, the bestowal of mercy, is not like the offense. And so Our Lady came to tell us to do very simple things. We did very complicated things to offend our Lord. Now all we have to do are very simple things in order to find His mercy. The problem is, we turn it upside down. We pretend that all the complicated things that we do to offend God are simple, are worth nothing at all. Whereas the simple things we are commanded to do by God, we think are too burdensome. We have it all backwards, you see. Humankind has a knack, fallen humankind has a knack for turning things upside down. As it were, to deny the power of God. But God's power cannot be undone by humankind's knack for turning things upside down. God knows how to right things, turn things back upright. He had a plan from the beginning, and He has a plan now. And He reiterated that plan through Our Lady at Fatima. How easy do we want it to be? How hard is it to pray the daily rosary? How hard is it to carry out the first Saturday devotions? How hard is it to give ourselves to Our Blessed Lady in total consecration? These are all things that God has asked of us through Our Lady, of everyone. God more or less has said through Our Lady, do these things and you shall live. Do these things and you will find justice. Do these things and you will find forgiveness. Do these things and you will find the full bestowal of My mercy. God speaks these things through Our Lady. And what does humankind do? What do the majority of men and women do? Shrug their shoulders, turn their shoulders, and do nothing. And continue to offend our Lord. There is no other way that God has given us. The prophecy that God gave us at the beginning of the Old Testament was one: the woman and her offspring. God bestows His mercy through this woman and her offspring, and in no other way, regardless of one is a member of the church or outside the church. Bestowal of the mercy of God always comes in the church and through the church. Always through this woman. And so if God asks for us to consecrate ourselves to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, or commands us really, tells us that this is the only way, where are we going to look in Scripture to find an alternative? There is no other place in Scripture we will find the alternative. We can, as so many do, attempt to twist Scripture to fit our conceptions of who we think God is in our mind, which is none other than an idea, a false idea, or we can conform ourselves to the reality and come into personal contact. That's the only way that we find mercy. through personal contact. And God came into personal contact with us by coming into personal contact through Our Lady, because she reached out with her person and said yes. And that's all God is asking of us. Say yes to the Mother. Say yes to her, and you will come to experience a share of the fullness of the mercy of God. Because it is demonstrated fully in this woman, preservatively, she never sinned. But through the mercy of God, she was preserved. And God blesses us in no other way except through her. Liberatively, we are freed from sin through this woman who is preserved from it. Because he delights to show his mercy. Do we delight to seek it out? Is that our delight? Our Lady came to remind us, that's where our delight, that's where we'll find our delight. All the other things that we think we find delight in will in the end leave us disillusioned. This thing will find delight. How about today? We give delight to God. And resolve anew to pray the rosary every day, observe the first Saturdays, seek out the sacrament of reconciliation, which forms part of the first Saturdays, receive Holy Communion, meditate on the mysteries of the rosary in the company of Our Lady, and consecrate ourselves to her Immaculate Heart. I recommend today you do not leave here without either making that consecration or renewing it. And then do not let one day pass where you fail to make it. Why can't we experience the fullness of God's mercy every day? Not just once in a blue moon. Every day. God wants to delight in bestowing his mercy on us every day. Can we permit a moment to pass, a moment, much less a day, to pass, where we do not think about Our Lady, make acts of love, ask forgiveness of God through her? God thinks of us, friends, at every single moment. There's not a moment that God does not think of us, that he does not love us intensely. And so let us ask our Blessed Lady for the gift of the acknowledgement of the justice of God, for the gift of finding his mercy bestowed in full. Ave Maria.